going on? What's going on, good people? Back in the podcast world, dealing in motivation, never dealing in nothing else. So today's podcast is just going to be about something I had heard from E.T., the hip-hop preacher, man. I listen to him every morning before I go to work, and he just keeps my mind, you know, anytime I might dip into the negative, he just keeps my mind, like, right there, like, you know what I'm saying, just focus, and a few words he may say, you know, he speaks on will get me back to, you know, where I need to get to, because, like, maybe, like, a few weeks ago, I was a little bit off, and just really not pursuing my dreams how I should pursue them. And, you know, I took some time to work on myself, man, get myself together, and that's over with. I got my, you know, you can always improve on yourself, but that cannot continue to be the excuse as to why certain things are not done. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just getting a podcast done, or writing a book, or just putting your thoughts down on paper and just trying to focus on what it is that you want to do. Tell your story however you're going to tell it, whether it be a book, whether it be voice, who knows, whatever it may be, you go ahead and get it done. And when I look at myself, you know, I'm hard on myself. I'm like my worst critic in everything I do, and then I'm hard on myself when I'm not really doing much. So I had to look at myself today when I went to work, and I'm just like, man, are you doing enough? Are you happy with what you're doing? And I really had to look at myself, and I'm like, no, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not happy with the, you know, because I feel like, and it's, you know, not nothing. I love my job. I love what I do. But it's like we go to our jobs every day, and we give 8 hours, we give 24 hours, we give overtime, we get, because we know at the end of the day, it's going to be a boost in your check. Like, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, like, the, how do you say it, like, almost like real time, like, okay, I know if I do this, I'm going to get this. But then when I look at, you know, any goals I have, I'm like, well, and I'm not saying I do this now, but I have done this many, many, many times in the past, and I'm sure some people out there do it, but I look at it like, I'm not really happy with the push I'm giving myself on doing a podcast or doing anything that is going to accelerate me and accelerate the future of my kids. And I told myself, I said, I'm not doing everything I should be. I know that I could be doing, you know what I'm saying? The power that I have to control my destiny and control anything around me to make it positive or negative. I mean, sometimes people push out negative just like they push out positive. But, you know, I was like, man, you know what? I gotta switch it up. I have to switch it up. And if I don't switch it up, I'm going to be sitting here next year or next month or the next couple of months like, man, all right, we're going to do this year. So this is a vow to myself, and this is just a vow to just me doing anything. And it doesn't have to just be your goals. It can just be anything in life. It could be your relationship. It could be a friendship. You know, you just want to do. Stop giving yourself the bare minimum. The same way you go into these jobs and you get these jobs and you give everything else outside of your life, you give it 100%. Even if you don't want to be there, you're waking up, you're getting up, and you're going, and you're like, man, I can't be late for work. But you know good and goddamn well you don't want to be there. But when it comes to your life and when it comes to you and you getting, you know, getting something off the ground, you procrastinate. And I'm not saying all of us are doing this, but it can very well be some. Not all, but some. And I'm guilty. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say anything upon anybody else that I haven't myself either been through or haven't seen or just honestly just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, I've been writing some things down, and I said, you know what, writing them down is fine. You can write your goals down, you can write your dreams down, you can write everything down, like, you can organize it. Now, that's what I'm doing. I love to write, and I love to organize. I love to plan. My podcast is probably the only thing I don't plan. I just, these are like spur of the moment, whatever is feeling on my heart and my mind, and I just go with as I'm coming on and I'm introducing myself, I am working the concept in my brain, and then boom, I just hit it. Like, hey, this podcast is about this. So that's why when I say it's real and it's raw and it's authentic, it's me. You know what I'm saying? By far, not perfect. We never claim to be perfect. Because I feel like if we were perfect, we wouldn't have no need to pray. We wouldn't have no need to do anything. Everything would just be so glamorous and so fine. It wouldn't be a need to do that. And I think that's another reason why we are in this world with the initiative of God. Because, yes, if everything was perfect, would there be any need for us to pray or be a praise God? Praise Allah. Or praise people. You know, whoever you pray to. No disrespect to anybody. But, you know. And I've learned a lot, man. In the last couple of weeks, I've really learned a lot. I pushed myself in other areas. But somewhere I lack, too. I lack in a few areas. And I know, like, you know what? I gotta get myself together on these areas. You know? When I signed up for this thing called Life, May 19, 1983, I never not once was told that it was going to be a perfect life. And when I got older enough to realize, I never looked at it like that. You know, nothing's going to be perfect. We are made in the sense of perfection. I truly believe that. But nothing is going to be perfect. You know, we're perfect in the eyes of the beholder. We're beautiful. You are everything that you say you are. If you are a beautiful person inside and out, you truly believe that and you operate on that, you're definitely a beautiful person. If you are an ugly person on the inside, nobody to me is ugly on the outside. It's generally, to me, it's how you carry yourself. Because you could be the most beautiful person in the world, but you can have ugly ways, you know? And, you know, that's where I'm at. It's about building. If you're going to build an empire, no matter what that empire consists of, you got to build and you got to destroy. You got to destroy some of the bad habits. You got to destroy some of the friendships that are toxic and just, you know, you got to know the difference, man. If you've grown, you got to know the factors of, hey, if this person is not the best for me. So they're telling me, yeah, I think you should do this and I think you should do that. And you're like, man, this person is like, you know, my best friend or like my cousin, my aunt, my uncle. And you know for a fact, it's like, man, yo, the advice you're giving me is low key. Like, I feel like you're hating a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Then it's time to remove them people, man. And get rid of them, because at the end of the day, man, you are your blessing. And you don't let nobody get in the way of your blessing. Not ever. I don't care what it is or who it is. You know what I'm saying? You stand on what it is, belief in principle, morals, values. And you go, you know, you go what feels right to you. You know? Stand on what you believe in. Because every time I talk, every time I tell somebody something, I'm standing on everything I believe in, my principles, my morals, and I'm telling them the truth. I'm telling, because I don't want nobody to come back and be like, well, you said this. Now, if I said something in anger and not really thinking, you can hold me accountable for that. You know, you can hold me accountable for that. I'll take that, you know, and it's just how it is, man. You know, I'm not short myself. And I don't think that nobody out here should short themselves on life, man. Just knowing how serious and how quick life can be taken from us. You should want to celebrate your life and celebrate it with the ones you love, the ones you care about, the ones you hold dear to you, the ones that have some type of meaning. You know, because it's not fair to cheat yourself and then to treat everybody. It's not fair to cheat yourself and then have to deal with a bunch of nonsense on the flip side. You know, and not treat yourself when it's all said and done. And I'm gonna treat myself every chance I get. You know, I'm gonna build up every chance I get, and I'm gonna I'm gonna make it right. And you know, any if I could make it right, I'm gonna make it right. You know, if I did something, I wronged somebody, and they give me the opportunity to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Damn, my bad. I ain't see it from that perspective. It's about growth. It's about maturity. You know, just leading your lines, you know, in a straight and narrow path. And that's how it should be, you know? And never do the bare minimum. You know, don't give your life the bare minimum. You know, exceed every time. When it comes to you, you should exceed your standards every time. When I go to work, I go to work to kick ass, and I kick ass. I do what I gotta do. If I get an accolade, that's fine. If I don't, I continue to come in here and kick ass every day, because I'm not gonna shorten myself on that end. Because again, I like what I do, and then when I come home, it's gonna be that same type of energy. If I could give an establishment that would let me go in any form of fashion, I could give myself that same type of energy as well. Myself, me, my life, and my determination, and everything I do, from my health all the way down to how I dress and how I look day to day. Because you have to care about yourself. If you don't care about yourself, then how could you expect somebody else to care about yourself? You know, I've been rough, and sometimes I can come off as being rough. I can come off as being hard, because you know you gotta protect yourself out here too. People will take advantage of you if you let them. You know, people will take advantage of you, and I'm not saying you gotta be like a jerk to everybody, but you gotta let people know where you stand at. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let people know where you stand at, and what could be the end result if somebody was to come in between that. Now, again, I'm not saying be a thug. I'm not saying, you know, be rap. No, I'm not promoting any violence whatsoever. But you must, in this cold, cold world we live in, you have to stand on principle. Oh, and yes, this is the car series. I am in the car, which most of my listeners know. I do have a podcast in the car, and I just, you know, I just speak what's on my mind. You know, I just kind of voice whatever I feel. Maybe I'm saying things that most people can't, or they're afraid to. But you know, it's like some things happen, and I look at it like, you know, when the blessing is about to come, right? You know, something happened to me today, and I know that whatever you believe in, if you're a person that believes in the spiritual universe, you are a person that believes in God or whatever, you Allah, Buddha, whatever. You know, I'm a Muslim. I believe in Allah, but you know, I am no stranger to the Bible. You know, I was raised as a Christian. My mom, when I turned 24, 25, I believe it, 24, 25, when say is, when you are doing something in your life and it's phenomenal, like your life is starting, you're starting to receive things in abundance, you see things different, you move different, you pray different, the people that are around you are they take to you different because they see a different light in you. You know, the devil's going to try his best to deter you from the blessing that's going to come. He wants to cause some confusion to make it to where, you know, you look at God like, man, you know, why you got me in this position? And then that confusion right there causes a little bit of disbelief. Yeah, and I'm only telling you this from just from proper perspective. Like, again, I only speak on things that have happened to me. And these things will make it unhealthy for you in relationship. It'll make it unhealthy for you at work, because then you start taking that anger and you like, man, you know what? I had this and I thought it was going to come through, and man, God just, it's not, you know. And people got to remind themselves, like, when you think of good, bad is going to be there. When you think of love, hate is gonna be there, but always remember that good will always, good and love will always overpower hate and evil. It will always find its way to overpower, because good can take just as well as evil can. It can take evil, it can take hate, it can take all of that, and it can turn a person good for the better. You know, when we look at it for the better, because when you're evil and you hate, you're toxic, you make yourself sick, you're vile, you know, and it's like it's no coming back for you. But when you're trying to change, you know, man, there's no telling what will come in abundance to you, the blessings will be, you know. And I know, just like everybody out here walking around that will pray and know, hey, you know, I pray to the big God, I ask him to keep my family straight, you know. And it's the small things for me. I don't need no Mercedes Benz. I don't need none. It's a small prayer. It's a small prayer that does it for me. I don't really care for all the material things. I just care about health, my kids' health, my mom, my stepdad, you know, family, just regular stuff. And you know, that's what makes me appreciate life. It makes me appreciate the love I receive. It makes me appreciate the relationships and the friendships that I have. Because, you know, everybody's not privy to that. You know, everybody's not privy to that type of stuff, because some people don't want it. You know, some people don't want it, or they don't care for it. And I've been to myself for a while, man. I took some time out to really get myself together. Many situations have went left, somewhere right, you know. And, you know, just some we don't have control over things, but they happen for their own specific reasons or whatever it is. And you know, I told myself, man, I'm not gonna let no situation or anything deter me from actually meeting my goal. Cause it's easy to give up. You can give up, there's no problem. You may be frustrated. You may be tired. You may be like, man, this ain't it, bro. This is not it. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this happening to me. When is it gonna be my turn? And you just gotta be patient. Your turn is coming. You know, your turn is coming. And when it comes, you'll know. You'll know, cause you'll fight. You'll fight to keep it. You'll fight, and you'll do any and everything that you need to do to retain whatever it is that you fighting for. Be a job, it could be anything, man. Anything that you got going on, remember that.
What you're going through, right? No matter what.
respect because they thought highly of me, you know, to just to have a conversation with me, you know, like, that means a lot to me, you know, I just want to keep it positive, man. It's a positive Tuesday, and anybody out there listening,